This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love
and roast what we hate, helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Truly looking at everything.
That's... It sounds like Atonement. Or actually, it sounded like Downton Abbey, but
yeah,
I was trying to do X-Files.
Like Downton, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was trying to do the like... That's a little better.
Still not sure. Yeah, I don't know. That also
the topic
like
is alien.
It's not Downton Abbey. It's alien.
Why haven't we done a Downton Abbey episode?
I don't know. Starting off strong.
Speaking America's English.
You guys, it is a hot day. We're both loopy.
Yeah. It's not even that hot of a day in LA, but it's already hot in this closet, and we're doing two episodes, so I'm feeling good.
It's hot in this couch fort, fart fort that I'm in right now.
Ooh, a fart fort.
It is well, because I'm not actually farting in it, but I'm in a couch fort that on a couch that I've farted into millions of times before.
Yeah,
so
I've
it's
been
like
there
I can only
fart in that couch.
I can only imagine the heat that is releasing the graveyard of farts.
The sheer amount of dormant poo particles that are surely trapped in the seams of that couch that are being
steam
set free
released.
As they return to a gaseous state. Well, that actually really makes it sound like you're just in a fart cloud right now.
I know, I am. I feel like a human. Personally, in my soul, I feel like a human fart cloud. So it's all works together.
Good. Perfect. What better place?
It also feels kind of like science fiction-y, which, again, back to the theme, is alien.
Aliens. But real ones, not fictional ones. We're only talking about real aliens today.
Yeah,
guys.
Which was hard to separate, fact from fiction.
Yeah, in these videos. Believe that, like, when I was on Pornhub, it was really frustrating to see how many people were dressed up in costumes. We're looking for real aliens, folks. Real sightings, real alien porn.
I masturbated to so many fake aliens, and I wanted those orgasms back. They didn't deserve them.
Oh, Rachel, you don't know what you're missing. You know? What a waste of hours of your life, I imagine.
Literally.
So we have a real live alien on the show to talk with us.
Welcome.
Rachel, that was alienist. That was that accent. Oh my god, the dialect you just did, offensive. Offensive. End of episode.
Oh my god,
this is a good one. I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling great. Aliens. Wow, where did it even truly begin? You know,
can you define alien for us?
I didn't look up that definition, so thanks for calling me, putting me on the spot.
Neither did I. Let's do it. Okay, so specifically, we're talking extraterrestrial.
Yes,
we're talking
life
creature
forms
from a different planet, different galaxies, even.
Right. The ones with like the big eyes is what I'm thinking. You know?
Oh, did we say that? Did we decide on a species
not thinking,
of alien? And I didn't even
thinking,
know.
I'm not thinking about like the aliens from like that movie with
Contact.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. No, I'm thinking not the one with fucking. Wow, this
Jodie
is going
Foster.
So well. No, the one. Amy Adams. What movie was that?
Oh. Nope. I wanted to say Interstellar.
Yeah, but it was something like that. It was like a dumb name.
I didn't actually see the one with Amy Adams. I loved Contact.
Arrival.
Like, Arrival. Thank you. Yeah, this is we're off to a good start. Remember?
Yeah. Those aliens to me, I just like, that's not what I'm looking for when I'm thinking about alien porn. I want like skinny little bodies, big green heads. You know,
I hadn't thought about this, honestly, that hard. Obviously, I just assumed we meant, like, little green men.
Or little green men.
But now I'm like, what's the Contact version of porn? Because, as you recall, they beautifully, you know, imagined a world where, like, an alien would take a form so that they would feel familiar to you. Like, the aliens appear as, like, her father to her.
Yes, right.
Like, if aliens came and sexed me in that case, like, it'd be like, you know, my ultimate fantasy person, and that sounds great.
It would be Taika.
did the video glitch, or did you pronounce Taika really fucking intensely? How'd you say Taika just then?
Taika?
Taika?
I think
it's just Taika Waititi.
Oh, is it?
Well, there's two Waititi.
I don't know. There's two vowels.
Well, now you've outed me, Rachel. I'm obsessed with Taika. I literally watched an hour-long interview at TIFF with him last night, and the whole time was like, what are you doing?
And that was porn.
You have a problem. This is a real-life human you might meet someday, and he'll never live up to who you think he is.
As opposed to the alien porn that we've been watching, where you'll never meet those aliens.
Yeah, those are just, like, the right amount of unattainable.
Exactly.
Whereas, like,
which
feels...
I think is the appeal. Is the appeal of alien porn.
Yeah, let's get back to it.
Yeah, okay.
We've gotten off track.
Yeah. I think for me personally, I'm not into alien porn, but I do get the appeal where it's like the abduction fantasy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's like two versions of it, right? Like on one side I think it's about like abduction fantasy and almost similar to like a rape fantasy of like submitting
huge
control, like similar to like monster porn where if the creature is that
is ravaging you.
Yes, ravaging you. And if the creature is, like, you know, outrageous, if it's a monster, it's an alien.
Yeah.
Then you're very much, like, submitting control, and it gives you space inside of a fantasy to, like, feel free, you know?
And also the other way around, where, like, you could be performing experiments on an alien. And, like...
Yeah, I mean, exactly. The other side of it is where, like, the alien is the victim, so to speak. And, like, a lot of the porn that we stumbled across looking for this topic was, like, just clearly women in very elaborate alien costumes. Some of them, like, quite impressive.
Yeah.
Like, I will say that my biggest takeaway from this category is, like, where is all the money for alien production? Because there were so many good costumes and makeup. And, like, just very believable aliens. It's a similar thing where I'm, like, if it's like an Area 51 fantasy and this person is essentially raping this alien, does it somehow like remove us
makes
and
us feel
put us into
it?
More of a fantasy space and feel less bad about perpetuating like human rape fantasies? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm out here
like just because it's an alien, like no still means no, you know?
But if the alien can't speak English.
It's true. But I think you can get some pickup on some body language cues. Just taking from the porn that we watched on like aggregate sites, I was like, that alien does not want this.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, running away is a pretty good
indicator.
Is
a huge one. That's a big one.
We're really laughing about alien rape, and it's a very serious issue, folks.
It is. Yeah.
We don't mean to make light of the struggle of our extraterrestrial friends.
It's friends,
we are though. I literally am making jokes on jokes, and it's we're just trying to, you know, have a good time here, everybody.
Right. Well, you want to hear something that made me feel better about it? So there was this Vice article by Samantha Cole, and she talked to an author, an erotic theorist, Supervert. And this person said, you know, what could be less attainable than aliens? To lust after them is to adopt like a strange attitude. Like instead of projecting your desire onto an individual who could cause frustration and pain, you're projecting it onto a being that we know doesn't exist. So
yeah,
makes it feel, it's a little bit safe. Like in that aspect, I'm like, oh yeah, instead of like lusting after someone who could be like, I'm not into you. Well, that's still, again, what goes back to.
It's just twice removed, yeah. Right?
Yes,
like the
right,
first, the
right.
First layer.
It's a loophole.
Of like, yeah, it's a shitty loophole. Where like, here's where you put your rape fantasy.
Yeah.
If we're talking about the person who fantasizes about raping as opposed right. to submitting control.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel good. I don't feel good about the sentence I feel like I'm forming right now.
Yeah, but like, abandon ship. Abandon ship.
Right. The first yeah. layer of fantasy is the porn. The second layer of fantasy is alien stuff.
Right, right.
And like literally dehumanizing
right.
the interaction. Doesn't make me feel great about it, but like
right.
that could be part of the psychology of it. Of,
right.
Of wanting to play around with sort of that taboo, but
yeah.
doing so through that through those two lenses, those
yeah.
two filters, if you will.
Not to like shame or say there's anything wrong with rape fantasy, because there are a lot of people who, you know, do like that kink and are interested in that.
Certainly.
Role play.
I think
yeah.
where I'm like, ugh, like feel like yeah. I'm walking through a minefield is I'm talking more about, I think, like men fantasizing
yes.
about rape, which I am
yes.
much less chill
yeah.
with
than like woman being like, I'd like to pretend
than women
to get
being
yeah.
like, I want to submit control.
Yeah.
Or men's or non-binary
right.
folks
anyone.
Saying, like
yeah.
saying,
any
I want
gender.
To submit control and
yeah.
I have a specific kind of rape fantasy. Like that's
instead of being like, hey, you know what my fantasy is? Going out and raping.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey.
But it's
don't
like,
tell
okay.
anybody that on
yeah,
first
yeah.
date.
Yeah. Maybe don't open with that line.
Yeah.
There are some interesting subgenres of
ooh,
alien
do tell.
Porn. There's like face hugging, like after like you know the alien.
Oh, face hugging! Like the creature grabs
yes.
your face.
Yes.
Yeah. When you said face hugging, I was like, a hug, but with my tits. Like, yeah.
you know. Also, sure. No, like a face hugger.
Give
like
me
the
a call,
alien.
Tyka. I'm in Los Angeles. Sorry, what were you saying, Rachel?
But like the alien from Alien, like that specific time. Like there's just like there's so many different types of alien. There's also like a lot of stuff with like tentacles out there.
Yes. Yeah, I found some research about tentacle porn. I actually found a Psychology Today article. Our good friend, and by good friend I mean person we're a fan of, Justin LaMiller.
Oh yeah.
talked
he
about,
doesn't know where he's our good friend, but
yeah,
he is.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
He did invite us to that workshop that time, and
yeah.
when we're outside of the COVID universe, maybe we can
we'll
go.
Do it. Yeah.
He talks about the domination submission stuff, and then also talks about tentacle things. The tentacle thing is compelling to me because that feels like an overlap. Like it feels like a Venn diagram with different cultural histories of tentacle
yes.
porn. Like so much.
Right.
Like it. Like some of these articles referred to, you know, like Japanese erotica.
Yes. Yes. Shunga.
Historically speaking,
mm-hmm.
that we've covered, and that to me has much more to do with censorship.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think that like a lot of that is.
That's certainly how it originated, yeah.
Yeah, it originated with, like, the inability to just, like, depict
draw
a dick,
dick
or, like, the
yeah.
danger in that. So, like, what phallic item could we play with instead? And, like, tentacles
yeah.
sort of took off
right.
in that moment.
It just
so I think that's, like,
right
an interesting, yeah, an interesting overlap there. The
mm-hmm.
other thing that LaMiller referred to when he talked about it was group sex fantasies
oh.
in that the person being pleasured is like there's multiple appendages simultaneously
oh,
potentially
sure.
which is
yeah.
interesting to associate an alien fantasy with a like a multi-phallus fantasy
yeah yeah depending on what species you stumble across
right again
yeah.
this could be contact and Tyke
right.
is there and we're just
yeah.
having a nice hangout and
or
like
it could be the of aliens from Arrival with like their weird like octopi bodies. Another interesting thing is like the idea of being like a guinea pig, like that fantasy goes like hand in hand like with aliens.
Oh, right. When you said guinea pig, I went way too literal.
yeah.
Like yes.
being experimented on.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially because, you know, never forget in like 1961, was it? Where... there was like
never forget.
I've clearly forgotten.
What happened in 1961?
1961 was the time that there was that famous quote unquote alien abduction, where it was the first time like anal probing was ever mentioned.
Oh, was that 61?
Yes.
Is that Roswell? What's 61?
It was like just a widely publicized report of an alien abduction.
Gotcha.
I can find more specifics, but
I don't want to make you do that.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. But that was like the first time of anal probing. So that became like a weird kind of kinky thing to associate with aliens.
Yeah, anal probing is important.
Yeah, huge. Like, of course, like aliens became fetishized. I can't talk. You know what I'm trying to say.
Fetishized.
Yes. Aliens became fetishized after that because, like, they're out here putting things in people's butts. Like, that's sex.
Mm-hmm. That,
call literally... it probing if you want, but that's sex. Do you want to hear some stats?
Of course.
Okay, cool. So last year, in the year 2019, remember it? Wow, what a time to be alive that year was.
It feels so long ago.
I know.
It feels so far away.
So the Facebook event Storm Area 51 was created. And searches for Area 51 surged from 0 to 160,000 in just 4 days. That was almost a year ago, actually. It was around this time, July of last year.
Wait, in four... Oh, Area 51, of course. Yeah, much of the porn... that right. I stumbled across looking in the showdown was to do with Area 51.
Yes, yeah. So alien searches increased by 217% on July 2nd, and then again around July 15th. Some other related search terms along with alien include alien impregnation, which is huge. I found that a lot. I feel like a lot that's specific for like content creators. Like if you go on many vids, there's a lot of like birthing and laying eggs and impregnation.
Yeah.
Alien sex, alien hentai, 3D alien, and female alien.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. Women are proportionately 33% more likely to search for alien when compared to men. Visitors aged 18 to 24 are 67% more likely to search when compared to all other age ranges.
Mm-hmm.
That tracks, I feel like.
Yeah, fascinating. I mean, I definitely see the overlap with, like, the animated hentai 3D of it all. Like, those things make sense to me. And even, like, I am surprised to hear the 33% more women stat, but I think that ties into,
rape
again,
fantasy.
the submission of control as being a part of that kind of fantasy.
Totally, yeah. Across the United States, visitors from Alaska are most likely to search for alien. Worldwide, visitors from
Alaska.
Yeah. From Czech Republic, Australia, Russia, United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom are proportionally more likely to search for alien.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Some hot little stats for
you. I see you, Alaska.
I know, right?
I love a stat.
There's a lot of space there in Alaska. I feel like if there's going to be an alien landing, it's going to happen there. You know? Maybe it already has, and that's why people are searching for it. You know? Big, wide open spaces for a nice little UFO to drop on down.
Yeah. Know,
instead of Mel Gibson's backyard.
Or it's like a sparsely populated area, and maybe people spend more time on their computers, like... enjoying fantasies as opposed to being informed by their surroundings as much, if that makes sense. You know, like,
right.
Isn't it like
there's just less people?
Isn't it Philadelphia where they search Philadelphia when they search their porn? Yeah,
yes.
The most Philly shit ever is like somebody from Philly searching Philly in their porn search. But I'm like, in Alaska, like, is your imagination running wild? Are you like, playing with this specific world of fantasy. I don't know. I'm really grasping at straws here. I'm just curious about that, and I don't actually have a thread of logic
for Alaska to search for it.
Yeah, as someone who's never been there, I feel like I probably shouldn't speak to it.
Me neither.
I'm just like, I don't know. It's not a lot of people there. Maybe they're
And there's a lot of land
into anime.
There's not a lot of people, therefore they have to look for things outside of sex with people.
Yeah. The sky is very present, too.
Yeah.
You know, right? Like anywhere where there's not city lights and you can see the stars, perhaps.
Your mind wanders out in the vast open, galaxy.
Yeah. It's a whole lot of space for there to be not much good. I'm trying to paraphrase Contact and I failed. Holy, for us, that's a lot
of
space.
Do you love the movie Contact?
I guess so, but I haven't watched it in at least a decade, so that's
I don't think I've seen it since it came out, so I'm impressed.
I should see it again to make sure it holds up. I just remember thinking it had some really, like, novel concepts around alien life. Yeah. You know? I thought it was a smart movie when I was a teenager. We'll see if I still think that. All right, should we showdown? Showdown the search term the showdown. Dr. Claps Alien Cheeks is almost the video we reviewed.
This one is a psychotic video.
Yeah, it's extremely high production value.
Yes, and is like absolutely an alien rape.
Very rapey.
Yeah. She is running away.
There are so many, I found so many others. Rachel, something about, like, clapping alien cheeks just, like, caught fire.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Especially because in this video, it's a very petite alien.
Yes.
And there's no ass clap that happens whatsoever.
Like, if we're talking Jabba the Hutt, then, like, yeah, we're clapping cheeks. But, like, I didn't see any Jabba the Hutt porn, you know?
That's You're right. I feel ripped off. Where is it? Next, we have Anal Alien, scene 5.
Yeah.
So that's, a direct correlation to 1961, I suppose.
That famous anal probing. Do we think the alien is getting anal or giving anal?
Considering it's scene 5, I bet they do all of it.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good
point. I bet they make room for so many different kinds of anals and aliens.
Anal Alien is also just, like, a great, like, username.
Yeah.
Feel free to take it, anyone out there listening.
If you're a cam person and your tag is anal alien, I know what I'm signing up for.
Yeah.
At least, I have a pretty strong sense.
What a great market.
Let's get weird. Let's go alien.
And I probably would have looked at you in research for this episode.
Mm-hmm. Suffer not the alien to live. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know what this is. I don't know who it's for, but
I'm getting like a haiku. I'm getting like an ode to aliens. Like I'm ready to read this science fiction fantasy novel.
Yeah, this feels like the erotic fiction alien intersection.
Right. And I'm intrigued.
Suffer not the alien to live. Ow, she said. Me, he said. Your wife, said she.
Here we go.
Now I'm just bastardizing I'm just bastardizing everything on this episode.
Yeah.
I can't be stopped. I'm out of control. Same as Aaron, get fucked by alien huge dick.
By alien huge dick.
Now this is important because Samus, somebody's listening being like, bitch, that's not how you say it.
Oh.
Samus Aaron.
Uh-huh.
Is everywhere in alien porn.
Oh, really?
On Pornhub. Yeah, I had to look it up. So it's a video game
it's
called
video
Metroid.
Game.
And it is the, like, I don't know, I'm guessing like the Lara Croft equivalent. Like, this is clearly the protagonist of a game.
Oh, okay. It's a woman.
Getting raped every which way.
Cool.
By alien dicks.
Oh,
so I think it's an alien game. This character is hot. A bunch of people. Animated porn of this chick being raped by an alien.
Mm. Interesting.
I have mixed feelings about it, if you can't tell from my tone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot going on here. I mean, I with alien porn, it's like the idea of like abduction, being captured, experiments, like submission, gangbang even.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Like, under the umbrella of alien, we have many other little baby search terms.
Taboo breeds taboo.
It's
you know,
true.
Rachel?
It's true.
Taboo loves company.
It does.
Next, we have Aliens Need Fuck.
Oh.
They need it, Rachel.
They came to this planet in search of fuck.
Of fuck.
And they need it. They heard far and wide of this crazy thing we're doing over here on planet Earth called fuck.
Yeah.
And they came for it.
Yeah. They came for it, and then they came for it. See what I did there?
Ba-dum-cha.
I'm going to leave. I'm going to see myself out. I'm so sorry. Another tentacle fuck. Ugh. Another tentacle fuck.
Oh, my God. If I had a nickel, you know?
Self-aware, this one.
I know.
You know? Ugh. Another tentacle fuck. You know, I'm just going to lay it out.
We know you probably didn't want it, but, like, here it is. Here's another one.
Yeah.
Like, you're here, so you might as well watch it.
Yeah.
Interesting mind games they're playing there.
Yeah. They're like, what, are you going to turn down another tentacle fuck? Like,
yeah. Oh, you
no
don't
such
want
thing
it?
As too many.
I mean, you clicked on it.
Yeah, this one speaks to the trend you just referenced, because this comes specifically from a cam girl.
Okay.
Dreaming about being impregnated by aliens actually happens.
Whoa! Manifesting your dreams. I love to see it.
And this one's like clearly a self-production of like a chick on a couch with I think what looks like a lightsaber up her ass.
Oh, cool. And she gets impregnated by it.
And then some light animation like overlaid in the video.
Oh, does she
creativity.
Give birth? Are we birthing or we are just simply impregnating?
It didn't appear to be any birth. It appeared to be more of a gently implied impregnation process.
Uh-huh.
Because how would an alien impregnate you? We don't know.
I don't know, but there seems to be a lot of alien cum out there in the internet.
That's true. That's another taboo Venn diagram intersection, blah, blah, blah. Like slime stuff is
goo.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have really just saw a lot of stuff that was white. You know, like you think that they would make it green.
I definitely stumbled across one video that was like someone in sort of a Star Trek costume and like sort of glued to the ground or the floor, I guess, like
getting sprayed upon
with slime that definitely did not resemble jizz. Like it just looked more like goopy slime.
Yeah.
So I think there's like different kinds. But yeah, I agree that I did see a lot of just like what looked like human splooge, but more of it, because aliens must, you know?
Yeah. They may be little green men, but they've got their packets of heat.
Yes. Good Lord. We'll talk about that more when we talk about the video that we're reviewing in a second. Last one. Area 51 alien asked to be probed. Whoops, after raid. I forgot how to read. That was my fault. Area 51 alien asks to be probed after raid.
I appreciate that the alien asked. That's all I have to say.
Yes, exactly. There's some consent here.
Instead of just ass up, cheeks spread, being like, somebody probe me!
Well, Rachel, you're not far off from what was happening.
Oh!
I grabbed this video not for the title, to be honest, but for the visual. Because it's literally a green face painted on this person's ass. Like a green, like, picture the, like, shape, the traditional shape of the little green head. And then that split in half, each half on one side of the ass.
Mm.
The asshole is perhaps a nose.
Oh, or
and,
a mouth?
A vaginal opening is more of the mouth.
Oh,
I
see.
Because we're looking from behind. I thought so many things were going to happen, and I think this video where I found it was stolen, so there might be a better full-length version somewhere.
Uh-huh.
But as far as this one went, it was just this person immobile showing us their ass and, like, moving it.
Okay.
And then
clapping
underneath
their cheeks, perhaps?
Yes. Clapping might be an exaggeration, but certainly, like, puppeting, you know? And then underneath is a subtitle that read, "Wow, what a strong warrior you are. I can't believe you raided Area 51 successfully. I have been here countless years. You freed me. You are my hero. Thank you, thank you. Please probe me with your heroic peen."
Peen! Wow.
I think the cam universe is the most creative place.
Truly. Truly. I mean, I they really switched the script on there, like asking to be, you know, it's like savior.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a savior fantasy.
Yeah. Like, wow, I really wasn't expecting that from...
It's a nice twist.
...an alien porn.
And how do you even put makeup on your own ass? You know? Did they get the help of a friend?
You needed a friend.
Yeah. Anyway, Taika, call me. Let's get weird. Should we take a quick little break before we dive into these videos?
Yeah.
Tight.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back to give you a musical rendition of The X-Files.
Or the Downton Abbey.
It really is the same theme. I have to listen to both now because I feel like I just somehow did. Somebody needs to do, honestly, if a fan listened to this and did this, and this includes you, Mike, our engineer. I now want a mashup of Downton Abbey and X-Files so bad because I'm convinced that they're the same song.
They probably sound nothing alike.
I know. I have to listen to both of them after this.
This is like Yanni and Laurel. You know what I mean? That's exactly what's happening.
But that's why we need the mashup. Like, that's why we have to see like where and how they are the same and different. What if it's literally the same theme song, but without the like, like the echoey thing? It's just like, oh, we just played the X-Files theme song, but with strings. And we just made it sound like a 20th century, like early 20th century.
And
vibe.
It was a backdoor deal, and we've been fooled.
Yeah, they couldn't afford something else. They just licensed that.
Yeah. X-Files just been making money this whole time.
Or they didn't even license it, and there's like a massive lawsuit. Yeah. They're like, hey, fucker, you sampled my shit.
That's the real reason Downton Abbey was finished.
They couldn't afford a lawsuit.
Yeah.
This is a good episode. I don't think we've ever gone this far off the rails this consistently. I love it. This is the only
way
I want
us
to be.
It's too hot. It's too hot.
It's very hot.
It's degrees here.
It's warm.
I'm fucking fried and my armpits
stink. If anybody
stink.
Doesn't know shit about recording, what is true for porn performers is also true for us, that we can't be like sitting next to an AC
or
ruin
a fan
your experience. You don't appreciate what we do for you. All right, so this video we're going to talk about
is from Kim Combs Productions.
And we found it via pinklabel.tv, our favorite ethical aggregate. I should say, like, curated site. It's very different than an aggregate.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's called Experiment H21.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why H21 is... It feels like it's just sort of a reference to many...
Yeah.
Like, stories of alien folklore, but I don't know of it to be anything very specific. Like, I'm guessing that this is just some creative license around, like, I don't know, H21.
Yeah. Like H2O... And it's one higher.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Well, that's
so that's not actually how chemicals work,
but I
like what you're trying to do.
It's also not like a zero. It's a O.
Yes.
For the word oxygen. So I have a degree in theater.
Yeah.
Need I remind
you? As do I. It really took a lot for me to like reach to the annals of my brain and be like, hydrogen to oxygen. Great.
Anyways, speaking of which, well, H2O because it starts with water, okay? You know, the opening scene, there's like water and like a, you know, what are those called? A beaker.
Uh-huh.
And then they drop like some blue dye.
Uh-huh.
And all this is two extraterrestrial nurses perform experiments on their patient.
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely got like alien undertones, but it's less literally like
an alien body.
Costumes and little green men, which I actually liked because, again, I'm like Signs is the worst alien movie ever because they're like, look at the alien. And I'm like, I'm looking at an elaborate costume and it takes away. It just kills the suspension of disbelief.
Oh, really? See, what about the video? What about the news clip in Signs from the birthday party in like South America? That haunted me and still does. Where the alien walks by.
How old were you when you saw that movie?
Is that relevant?
Yes, because I think that's like a very classic like jump scare of like, oh no, the alien. But like that was when that movie stopped being scary. Like we saw the alien, it was like, oh, scary. Mm-mm. Oh, there he is.
Okay,
and
fine.
And then when they continued to be like, here he is, we're going to hit him with a bat. It was bad.
Water is what kills him?
Yeah, that's it.
He came to the wrong planet.
We couldn't figure that out. We're a water-based planet where it frequently rains. And no one was like, guys, I figured it out. Like
that.
It was Mel Gibson who did. Joaquin Phoenix.
And Abigail Breslin.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Abigail Breslin, what a star.
Anyways, bring it all back to water. So we're in a room with science is happening, obviously. We know that science is happening. Because we see We see a beaker and we see some stainless steel sex toys. So therefore, fucking science, you know?
Yeah. And also, just like a really sanitary...
Yeah.
You know, sex setup. Right. It's worth, I found the little description of Kim Combs Productions.
Oh, you did?
On Pink Label, and it's sort of fun to read, or just fun information, so I'll just read it. Founded in 2016, Kim Combs Productions is a small porn studio run by Kim Combs and Jay. Mm. The decision to start shooting porn evolved from Jay's passion for photography, Kim's experiences in the adult industry, and a desire to have creative control over their ideas. Mm. Their content is a reflection of their personal interests and fantasies. Common themes include BDSM, nature, and science fiction.
Aha!
Inspired by stories from her parents' theater days, Kim strives to bring theatrical elements into the film she produces.
Oh!
For her short films Vows and Experiment H21, she built unique and captivating sets in her own living room.
I see.
So I just loved that... last sentence. Her set builds combined with props, lighting, and story building have taken viewers to worlds both familiar and extraterrestrial. So I think we're literally shooting in her living room.
Right. But it's kind of looks like a FEMA tent, you know?
Yeah. It feels really, like, contained and the lighting is very, like...
Lots of plastic wrap.
Plastic wrap. And, yeah, the lighting's very, like, neon and dark.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of, like, dark, hot pink. And tones. And I think Kim Combs is our sort of central performer alongside Rachel Organa and Paige.
Yes.
So we start with some like gentle BDSM style, like foreplay, like torture items, like very gently incorporated. We have what I like to call a roly poly pizza slicer poker, but what is actually called a Wartenberg pinwheel.
I'm glad that that's what you call it. That makes me happy.
Yeah, I don't use them a lot in bisexual.
Do you own one? And do you call it that when you when you're like, hey, do you want to play with a roly poly pizza pain wheel?
I don't own a roly poly pizza slicer poker. Weirdly, I think I would love it because I use one of those micro needlers on my face and I swear by it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, so maybe if I use a roly poly pizza slicer poker on my body, even better.
Right? You'd be a fan.
Just on the regular, like while I'm watching TV, I'm just like rolling my thighs and stuff, you know?
Wow, I'm really sad I don't live with you anymore.
That was exactly desired fact. I was like, I want to make Rachel miss sitting on a couch with me while I do like weird rituals to my body.
Or eat an avocado like an apple.
Yeah, I know you have that video and you plan to use it against me strategically someday. Why don't more people eat them that way? It's less messy.
Because it's literally in a bowl. It's made to be eaten like that. It literally comes in a bowl. Its
different strokes,
bowl.
Rachel. Don't yuck my yum.
Oh my god. So we also get some other fun toys. There's a speculum, which I really I can't ever get on board with speculums in porn, personally, because I just get immediately triggered and I'm like, oh, the cold, lubed up feeling of like someone cranking it open, being like, well, everything looks okay.
Is that what people say to you while you're getting an exam?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a problematic thing for somebody to say before they've completed the exam. Well, it looks fine.
Yeah, so and it's always like that, in that tone. Well, it looks okay.
That also like, feels like a value judgment on your cunt. Like someone's like, well, you're
like a dot,
your vulva
dot.
Isn't repulsive from the outside, so you're probably healthy. Like that's not at all how a doctor should work.
No. So anyways, if anyone has any gyno recommendations.
Rachel definitely needs a new one. I haven't been to, like, I've just been going to Planned Parenthood in L.A., but back in New York, I had a great gyno. I loved, and I always got, like, the hip nurse practitioners with, like, chucks on who would just talk to you about whatever, like, they wouldn't skip a beat. Like, they'd be like... Yeah, and, like, you know, like, I was living in such and such for a while, and then I've been here for, like, a couple of years, and it's just being a little bit cold, and then, and so, like, it has been really nice adjusting to Park Slope. Like, they just keep going, and that's professional.
Right, that is.
That's a pro.
It's true.
Anyway, I agree. Yeah, speculums in porn are a hard sell. Yeah. I was just thinking, like, how do you make a speculum better, and, like, the best idea I could come up with was, like, you blow on it. Like, like you're
make
trying to, like,
hot.
Heat it up it's not as cold. That's insane. Yeah,
a little bit of pressure.
I have a hard time.
Yeah.
But I think that is also part of the appeal, right? Like, the sort of...
Experiment.
The experimentation of it all.
Exactly.
And the clinical, like, ooh, we're, like, rolling this thing along. Like, we're exploring your body in an alien experiment way.
There's also some ribbed... rubber hand gloves, which I thought were cool.
Yeah.
Like, they had some, like, texture. They had some, like, texture on the fingers.
I loved the gloves. I didn't even catch the texture. You're far more observant than me, apparently.
Oh, yeah. I loved that. I also was, very interested in the clit piercing situation.
So many piercings down there.
Yeah.
Clits and otherwise. Well, clits, not plural. But, like, there's, like...
Around the vulva,
almost, like,
hood.
What looked like a double-ended... clit piercing and then other vulva piercings.
Yeah, it was crazy. And a dental dam, which we never see in porn.
We never see dental dams. I wrote down the dental dam too.
I couldn't believe it.
They sealed the whole thing. I did feel like the dental dam was like sort of underutilized.
Yeah.
Like it went on
in it for a second, you know?
Yeah, it went on in a very methodical way and then there wasn't cunnilingus. So I was like,
there was.
Oh. Oh, there was, but, like, briefly.
It
like,
was
it
brief.
Wasn't, like, the much of a, like, an event.
Yeah, it
again,
wasn't the
it
main
was
event.
Like, yes, again, it was, like, a gentle exploration, and then let's get out of here and get that dental dam off you.
It was the prologue.
Yes.
And then the main event was like this stainless steel dildo.
Yeah.
Which we used. But again, it was like, it was really interesting to watch this experiment because it was so clinical and there was no emotion to it, really. It was very just kind of commonplace. Mm-hmm. Like, especially because the nurses weren't like super into it. She was also pretty reserved. Mm-hmm. But she wasn't scared. And she wasn't like, what are you doing to me? Like, she was obviously still enjoying herself.
Yeah.
Which was big for me. I'm not necessarily interested in watching porn where, you know,
someone's a victim.
I made the mistake of watching this other site, which I won't name, but I watched a lot of like experiments done on women where they're like, get off of me. What are you doing to me? And I was like, I can't watch this, actually. So
yeah, it's not the vibe I'm here for.
Right.
I will say with this one, yes, I agree. And I really loved that she didn't feel scared. Like,
yeah.
That was just an interesting choice that she seemed almost like fascinated by what was happening to her,
yeah,
as opposed to victimized.
Right. Right.
Excessively, let's say. What I will say, and I never say this, but maybe what like this video could have done for me if I'm thinking about having this kink, like I kind of just wish it went further.
Yeah.
With the like almost orgasm torture is sort of the like word that comes to mind. Like I'm thinking of like MILF shakes where they got a fucking wand out and that chick had 8 orgasms with her mouth gaping open. Like,
yeah.
If they had brought like a machine into the mix, or just like a very intense stimulation device,
mm-hmm,
and had like really sent Kim into a crazy space of like
pleasure,
of like repeat orgasms, I would have been like, yeah, alien fucking porn. Like it just would have, like that to me would have completed.
I agree with you.
The video
I wrote down
in a more satisfying way.
I wrote down there isn't a ton of clit stimulation, and I'm wondering, is it because of all the piercings? You know?
Yeah, I mean, it could be that this person, because I think this is Kim Combs, who has the piercings.
Yes, yes.
Who is that performer, and who is an adult performer, and who is also, you know, at the helm of this video, like, who directed it.
Yeah, maybe it's just not what she particularly likes.
Yeah, like, it may have been a visual choice to be like, this is the story, or it may just be, like, how that person is stimulated, but... Yeah, I just wanted crazier shit to happen. You're right that, like, bringing a machine into the mix with piercings like that...
could potentially be...
Sounds scary.
Yeah, lots of friction.
But even just, like, a Hitachi or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Or, like, something that looks even, like, outer spacey. Like, there are dildos for that. There are vibrators for that.
There's a dildo for every occasion.
It's true.
Rachel, if I know anything, I know that much is true.
There are sex toys for every kind of person.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she gets led into, like, another area outside of the plastic wrap. And that's all we see of her.
And that's the end of the video.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you find this arousing?
Not particularly. But I think it was because it felt really, like, I'm not really into, like, clinical stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's not really my kink.
Mm-hmm.
But... Also like the speculum, and I don't like my sex toys to be like stainless steel.
Yeah, agree. This isn't specifically my kink, and it's sort of an overlap of like medical torture and alien, you know, like, which makes sense for all the reasons we've already named.
Yeah,
but yeah, that in particular is just not my thing.
Yeah,
so it was like in the Venn diagram of alien porn, it was on like this clinical side of like the experimentation kind, which I'm sure is for many people.
Mm-hmm.
In the Venn diagram of like alien porn, I like there's not a lot for me in general. Because I'm not really here for a rape fantasy. I'm here for like rough sex. So there's a world where like
all the
maybe
sudden,
an
like,
alien porn could be for me, but most of
like,
the stuff
wow,
I found was really questionable.
Good.
Yeah, this is actually... Yeah, I'm here for sex acts. Like, call me old-fashioned.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it wasn't for me, but I did think it was a really well-produced and well-executed video in many ways otherwise. So I would recommend it for folks that do have a proclivity towards those things we were just talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we talk about...
Should we...
Alien with Big Cock Fucks an Earthling?
Yes.
Alien with Big Cock Fucks an Earthling by Satyrasis.
So...
Like, how do you even pronounce that?
I'm guessing Satyrasis.
Oh, okay. You're smarter than me.
So check this out, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a plagiarized video. I was looking for it elsewhere because I was like, who is this? Is this person the producer of this? Because, like, the production value, again, of this is, like... It's weirdly mixed. Like, it feels like a video where they had one location.
All the money on the aliens.
But they spent so much money on an alien dick and on, like, an alien costume that was, like, pretty elaborate and effective.
Yeah.
I think this comes from a series called Perverted Stories.
Oh, interesting.
Which I had trouble getting to the bottom of, but there seemed to be a whole bunch of them in all different kinds of, like, fantasies and scenarios, but they all look vintage and they all look like they have some weirdly high production value around the costumes and stuff. In the back of my mind, I was like, did somebody who, like, works in an effects studio just, like, low-key run a porn operation by, like, stealing the costumes? Because it just doesn't totally make sense to me in terms of, like, the quality of performance and the quality of the costumes.
I know.
So there's a big fat question mark there for us. It's very hard to track down, like, where this came from. But, and so that's partly why I looked up this Satyrasis.
Yeah, what'd you find?
Because I was like, is it Satyrasis? Is it Satyrasis? Like, is it two names? Because in their own profile, it was broken up different ways.
Yeah.
I found a meaning of the word Satyrasis.
Oh!
Excessive sexual desire found in a man.
Oh.
So... somebody just found that word and then made it their profile handle and then stole somebody else's content and created a profile. So this all sounds like an elaborate commercial for someone I cannot endorse is basically what's happening.
But just
to be transparent about what the fuck this video is or what we think it is. Why don't aggregates just have verified profiles? Why don't we just do that?
That would be
why
great,
don't we just do
it?
That?
Wouldn't it?
So we open on an alien.
Wow, what an alien we have here. He's got a big old head and a long dong.
Dick like a hose. Dick like a garden hose, like half a garden hose. It's down to his ankles.
And he's kind of like just skinny. He's very lean and he's just wandering around with this dick a jangling between his legs.
A dingle dangling.
In a field.
A jingle jangling. And he's like coming up over a hill. He's like crossing through an empty field
and
where surely
kind of
they were able to shoot without terrifying too many children.
He's jauntily like walking along, you know? Like he looks like he's on a mission. Like he doesn't seem like he's out of place, really. Like these are fields he's walked across many times. Oh, and then we get a hot young woman walking in the field, and I'm thinking it's like 98, just guessing on her outfit with like the dad socks and the shoes and like the like bodycon dress that she's wearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's either 1998 or it's 2019 and it's ironic, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely 98, but the irony feels premeditated, you know? Yeah. It's strong.
And she's like at a fence.
Yeah, and she like goes, you do. You're just at a fence.
And she goes, what a strange looking worm. Which, wow. I don't think I've ever seen a worm that big and would ever say that reaction and then proceed to touch it.
Yeah. Also, just like a clearer visual of the alien dick. I compared it to a garden hose because it's got to be like 4 feet long or something. It's not quite that long, but it's like the length of someone's inseam. And then
it's long and limp.
It's long and limp. And it's
with
like
varying
elaborate
girths.
Yes, exactly. It's like girthier at certain parts than others. It looks like it's like the girth of a broomstick, but like has other parts that are like have like extra wrappage around it. I don't know how to describe this. It's just someone's clay project.
Like, it was like psychotic. And so she picks it up and uh-oh, it's an alien's dick. And she runs away.
Yeah, yeah, and screams, oh my God.
In the most annoyed
yes.
affectation. Like I'm trying to... It's not fear. It's annoyance.
Yeah, I'm trying to mimic her inflection because she says, oh my God, so many times. And every time is less believable than the last.
Yeah.
Where she's like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Like I feel like she's like a stepmom at a picnic.
And she's and somebody pissed
spilled
about...
the wine.
Yes.
Like she's, it's just a very weird response to an alien chasing her now, because now yeah. he's chasing her to her house.
Yeah, he's running. He's good. Also important to note, he's wearing shoes.
Yes, sneakers. Yeah,
he's wearing sneakers.
That's the only thing he's wearing.
Yeah.
He chases her to her home because we only have one location to
shoot.
That's
it. That's all they could afford. We have like a weird moment where she like lays down with her legs spread and the alien. Like is like in her home and sees this and thinks it's an invitation.
She's like on the stairs, right?
Yes. And then they go to the stairs and they're in between the stairs. She's like on the stairs and his dick is coming through the staircase. Again, limp as a unused hose. And she sucks it. She sucks it.
Yeah, important to note that there's no clear transition between I guess what we'll call dismay at being chased, like mild disturbance, like the feeling perturbed about being chased by this alien into your house. And then she just kind of like looks at his dick and then sucks it like you do. You know, you just say, well, I guess I'm sucking this dick now.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, she sucks the top tenth of this dick.
Right.
As best she can.
And he just is kind of, you know, 6 feet away. Mm-hmm. Bobbing his hips back and forth, pretending that he's like has anything, any like control over this thing. That's
yeah, which I would just say don't. I would just say, just say your dick works a different way, man.
Yeah.
Just don't even pretend like bobbing from way over there is making any difference.
Like a tiny little humping motion.
Yeah.
And she's just, and then she tries to, she puts it in her.
In her vagina specifically.
Yes. She's like fucking herself with it. Mm-hmm. And again, he's like sort of humping.
Mm-hmm.
And
then
she,
they flip around
yeah.
and she fucks herself in the ass with it.
Right.
Interesting move here that this is novel. I've never seen this in a porn before. He is facing forward.
Yeah.
Like we're seeing the.
And he's above her.
Yeah. We're seeing the like human knees and again the sneakers for some reason of this alien above her on the stairs. But her ass is presented to us.
Outward.
So that's the first time I've seen that positioning with anal sex where someone was standing up facing us and the other person is facing away from us and being fucked in the ass. So.
When your alien dick is that long, you can just do
you
whatever
can get
you
creative.
Can.
Yeah.
You don't even have to hop.
Yeah. You can just stand on the stairs in your sneakers.
And just leg spread, just drop
that
thing down.
And let her do the work.
Let it snake into somebody else's orifice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And then, of course, fucking course, he comes.
Oh, yes. So much.
So much. It finishes with a blowjob because would it be mainstream porn without finishing with a facial and a blowjob?
Exactly.
The answer is no. And he comes.
He comes so
amount.
Much, and they do a slow motion shot as he's coming. I swear to God, it looked like a burst of hookah smoke.
Yeah.
It was like so intense. It was like, and then it splattered all over the banister near her and on her, and then it continued to splooge.
Like, what are we saying to women when we're saying an alien's orgasm is more important than yours? Like a fake penis on a not real person, a not real body being is more important than that woman's.
You literally killed me with that, Rachel. You murdered me dead.
An alien's excessive splooge explosion
is more important.
More important than anyone even touching her clit.
Yes, than her pleasure.
Or her even touching her own clit.
Ugh. And this dick is made of foam. Like, what did they make this dick? I was so impressed she was even able to, like, fuck herself with
it.
Because I it just felt like it was like made of movie prosthetic, you know, like I just
yes, absolutely.
I couldn't imagine it being any kind of like helpful texture.
No, it was didn't feel good. She certainly wasn't ever gonna get off on this.
Yeah,
I worry for her. I worry for her. I need therapy. I'm sure she needs therapy after that.
Yeah,
you know.
Final question: did the alien like disappear? It made a noise. It was like, like, thanks for the blowjob. See you later, and then was gone.
I'll go back to my planet now.
Yeah, and then we just stayed on her, rubbing alien jizz on her naked breasts.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't even remember when she took her clothes off in this film, if I'm honest.
I don't either.
Oh, I think it just happened between shots, like
it does.
Right.
Right. Because, again, not important.
Yeah, we don't need story as to why someone would be motivated in that sense.
Like, in some way, agreeing to have sex with this extraterrestrial.
Yeah, or, like, enthusiastically ripping her clothes off or anything. Like, let's just skip that part.
Yeah.
Those are story details we can't be bothered with.
Right. Like, an Academy Award-winning actor would have needed to do that in order for me to believe that anyone would want to have sex with that four-foot-long garden hose, you know?
Yeah. Can you imagine an Academy Award-winning actor being like, yeah, let's make this alien sex.
Let's make it work. I'm here to solve this problem. I see the challenge and I rise to the occasion.
Yeah, because that's what true artists do.
It's true.
Are either of these?
Are you masturbating?
Am I masturbating
again? Ever again?
Ever again? Yes, that's the real question with this this one. No, Rachel, I'm done.
No, I'm
end
done.
Of show. End of podcast.
No,
goodbye
don't
forever.
You dare. Don't you dare.
Yeah, I'm going to get through this, Rachel. I'm going to masturbate again, and probably as soon as today.
Yeah, just not to either of these.
I just got a new sex toy gifted to me very recently. Like, certainly there were things that were, like, tantalizing and fun about Experiment H21.
Right.
But it didn't speak to my specific inclinations or proclivities or desires, so
right.
I don't think I will actually masturbate to that.
Fair.
And yeah, get this other alien away from me. Get
for the love of God.
Whoever's responsible for this, like, is a menace to Hollywood. I still am like, where did you get these costumes? Like, what is the story behind this like porn production company?
Hollywood.
And Hollywood's already a dark place. Like, but like, who stole
How
this
dare?
Very good alien costume and made this terrible porn with it? They could have made great porn with this.
They could have.
They missed
You're right.
so many marks.
You're right.
They missed so many.
Oh, yeah,
this was almost as wild as like Penis Animal, which is
yes,
such a,
it reminded me of Penis Animal,
which is like canon. But like, it was weirdly that the quality of the alien costume, it like put me off.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like Penis Animal, I was like, somebody sat in their garage and glued dicks onto a bear costume or like whatever the fuck. This, I was like, where did you get that? And
how dare
you have
you?
It?
Yeah, you don't deserve it.
yeah, it was like I was concerned in a different way,
absolutely,
because of that factor.
Yes.
Like I don't know what the story behind it is, and it makes me uncomfortable. So,
anyways.
I hope this woman's okay.
Yeah.
That, you know, after 98, things just looked up for her. We'll never know. But that is my hope and my wish.
I won't be masturbating to either of these videos. But if anyone out there listening thinks that they know a good alien vid and if this is your kink, send it to
me. We always take them.
Yeah. Send it to us.
Don't send it to Rachel.
Okay.
Now you're just inviting DMs. But you
send
can
it to us. Yes.
You can find show contact info on our website.
It's true. Or at girlsonporn.com.
Yeah, that is our website. You know?
Oh, right. Sorry, it's hot.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on that website. We just mentioned girlsonporn.com. You can also find us on Twitter at GOP the podcast, on Instagram at Girls on Porn. No, sorry, Girls on Porn.
Yes.
That's porn without the O, because
and
fuck Instagram.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
If you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, include your Insta handle and we'll post it and tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
Isn't it cool how we finish our show talking about how good we are?
I know.
Believe in yourself and your dreams! All right, thanks for listening, everyone.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.